When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Rides, people, and places. With your hosts, Brad Banjor, Pete Shaporis, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast. Presented by Mothers, Polishes, Waxes, Cleaning, Replay XD Cameras, Kicker Audio.
Pete? Matt, how you doing today?
Oh, way better. Better.
I like that, Brett. Every time you do the show, the intro is completely different.
That's right.
You're always like, what am I going to intro with? And you just wing it.
Well,
just wing it.
You know what it is, Matt, is that we've got that pre-recorded guy with the golden voice that does the intro.
That's right.
He says, racing rides, people and places and all that. So he's already said all that.
I don't get to hear that when we're here at events doing things like this. I got to go back. Or like sometimes in the studio at your place, we can hear the guy.
Yes.
But here we can't
hear
the guy.
Here we can't hear
him. And I always forget that that guy is there.
That guy's there. He's given our sponsors.
So what's nice about this is that it throws us off completely.
That's right. So it's kind of like, how do you start with a guy just did a nice intro?
And where we are.
Shift and Steer. We're here. We're doing another show for you. And I think it's still called Shift and Steer. Who knows? Maybe that guy in the beginning
changed
the
name. No, we actually changed the name. You didn't. And you're not on the show anymore.
Okay, great. I got fired.
It's Shift and Steer. Racing rides, people and places. Does that make you better? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay,
with that.
Good.
Yeah, let's go with
that. And if you hear a lot of noise in the background, it's because we're in Pomona, California at the fairgrounds at the Street Machine and Muscle Car Nationals, and we're recording out here today. And next week, or actually a couple of weeks, you're going to hear that show with some great guests.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of cool because at these type of events, you know, SoCal Speed Shop, Pete's place, he's got a big booth. My company, Bond Speed Wheels, has some wheels on display. We've got our Mars electric cycles. And
I rode that thing. That thing's fun, by the way.
Aren't they
the electric
kicking the
bike
ass?
That you got? First of all, it's a cool-looking bike. If you haven't seen this yet, we can put some pictures up of that bike up on our Facebook page with this show. But I rode that electric bike around a while ago when we what was the last episode we did with Scrape from Tap Out? And after the show, we were cruising around in Brad's parking lot riding the bike. And it, you can't hear anything. You expect to hear something. You can't hear anything. Anyway, it's really cool.
It puts a grin on your face.
Yeah, Peter Four had it out when we moved in on Friday, and I didn't think he was going to come back.
it's fun. Anyway.
It's one of those things. What do you mean? I'm not going to say anything.
I'm staring at it right there, and I'm just realizing that. And I was proud I didn't lay it down or anything, even though it only goes like 15 miles an hour or something.
Yeah, 30.
I didn't do 30.
No, you didn't do 30. You were afraid to crack that throttle.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, I was doing burnouts, electric burnouts.
It'll do it.
Silent burnouts.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is that we got a lot to talk about because there's so much going on out there. We do have a guest today, and I'd like to welcome him right now, Ozzy Lopez. And Ozzy is the national trainer, car electronics division for Pioneer Stereo. And Pioneer Electronics or Pioneer Stereo?
Pioneer Electronics.
Okay. See, I had to stop myself and say, all right, get with the times, Brad. It's electronics. And the thing about it is we ran into Ozzy at the Street Machine Nationals, and I just threw him for a loop because I asked him if they still had the Super Tuner with an 8-track, and he just said, dude, I can see that you're old.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that you didn't have your reading glasses when you read his
name.
Well,
Pete was right with me, and he said, yeah, do you still have them in cassette?
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
But no, he showed us, and we're going to get to that, but I want to start the show out because you know, we're talking about my electric bike company, my wheel company, we're talking about Pete, but, you know, who's got the cool set of wheels? Matt, again, you've been driving a BMW M4.
Yeah, you know, I got into the car, and I haven't been excited recently by BMWs, but I'm digging the M4. I'm really digging that car. First of all, they sent it to me with a manual transmission. And even in L.A., when you're, you know, driving out here to Pomona, I'm like, ah, it's traffic. Do I even want the manual transmission? The clutch is so light, so easy. I would definitely get that car with a manual transmission. Maybe the paddle shifter is a little quicker. It's just not as much fun. And the fact that you can get a car like that with that kind of power and that kind of performance, get it in the manual transmission. And it beautifully matches revs on the downshift for you. Even just driving off the freeway and just downshifting to the stoplight, it matches the revs. So it does all the rev matching for you. You don't have to heel toe shift, although that's fun too. But if you don't know how, it makes the driving, the sensation of driving much better. When you have perfect downshifts every time,
yeah,
you don't get that bogging back and forth when you're letting off the clutch on the downshift. It's really cool.
You don't get the bucking saddle effect.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It does that. And we were in downtown, Brad and I were in downtown LA yesterday. And when you hear that car kind of open up, like in between the tall buildings, and hear the exhaust, it's a pretty cool car. They sent the car over in like a burnt orange color,
which is, I mean, it's a great color.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was following you for a while, and when you look at that thing, the ass of that car, it just looks like a wide body, you know, like some aftermarket thing, because it's just got huge, bulgy fenders.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
It is cool. And, you know, it has the M-Trix that you would expect on it. It has two versions of an M-button. And an M-button on the steering wheel, there's an M1 and an M2 button. You can program how you want the car to react by hitting those buttons. So there are several stages of steering feedback. There's normal, sport, and sport plus. There's engine tuning. There's the sport, there's the normal, the sport, and the sport plus of the engine tuning. So in sport, it kicks up the revs, makes throttle response a little better. And sport plus makes it even more aggressive. And then you can do various levels of traction control. So you can leave it on, you can leave it off, you can get somewhere in between. And those M buttons, you can program how you want it to do it. So I can take M1 button on the steering wheel, and I can program full sport plus on the steering, full sport plus on the engine, but leave the traction control on. So now this is like my aggressive highway driving. And then I can program sport plus or M2 to leave traction control off, and that'll be track driving. So it's kind of cool that you can go in there and basically you can just calibrate this thing to your own, to your heart's desire.
That sounds badass. But Pete, I don't know about you, but in my Yukon, I still haven't figured out how to pre-program the seats, okay? You know, I mean, for my wife and I.
Yeah,
you
know? I was driving around in my car, and the seats were always, when I found out, you know, that I had
you the can press a button.
I had the heaters on. And
God, it's hot out here.
God, I said, God, and, my air conditioning just isn't working like it used to.
Exactly, yeah.
Speaking of the hot rods, talk about of modern cars, features on modern cars being translated to the custom car world.
Wouldn't that be something?
And although not the M button stuff, but the M4, and they've done this, the M3s too, they've done this for a few years now, is they do a carbon fiber roof panel where they literally cut out the sheet metal roof.
I wanted to talk about that, man.
They put carbon fiber in there, and it's bonded in there. And the past couple of years, I think a couple of years ago, the Ring Brothers did a Mustang with a real carbon fiber roof. They mold a carbon fiber roof, and they bond it into the metal. It's not like a carbon sticker, and it literally replaces the sheet metal roof. What you're doing is you're eliminating weight, but you're eliminating weight high up on the car.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so you're keeping the weight low.
Yeah, keeping the CG nice and low. And,
you know, being a wheel guy, Brad, you know that making a light wheel is one thing, but where you're lightening the wheel is key, right? If you're lightening the wheel on the outer barrel area, that's more important than lightening it in the center, because you're swinging that
rolling mass. Anything that's rolling mass is going to affect your car the most of anything.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right, and it's there's so much technology. And when we looked at that carbon fiber roof last night, it was so cool, because not only, you know, you're looking at the surface and everything, but then
leave it raw carbon so you can see it. So
you got this burnt orange car, and then the roof is all carbon fiber, and then we're peeking underneath the where you can put the accessory mounts on, and even down below where you didn't see it, it was finished off perfectly.
Yeah,
it
had it's the all gloss
glossy
carbon.
Shine and everything.
Did you peel that back with your knife to look in there?
Well,
he used his teeth like the way he opens bottles of beer.
like a beaver.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but that car looked really good, and the clutch, as Matt said, is very easy to use, and it didn't even fade after like about 45 minutes of burnouts. So that was cool.
Yep. Yeah. It's a cool car. I think it had the big brakes on it, the black wheels. It's a cool looking car. I was.
What's that thing sticker for?
I think it starts
about
in the low 60s, and you can option it up to the low 70s.
That's
so
not bad for a real race car.
Yeah, you figure it's probably in the high 60s range, which is pretty nice. And the competitors would be like a C63 Mercedes AMG and the Audi RS5, and I've driven both of those, and both of those are great cars, incredibly fast. The Mercedes sounds like a German muscle car, and the Audi is just sort of an all-around great performing car. And that's the car you want to drive if you're just going to do it every day and you're going to commute and you still want some performance. But if you want the sportier of the cars, the M4. Get it with the manual.
BMW's
it's on the floor, right? Shift off?
Yeah.
There's no
BMW's M series cars.
I know what you're saying, but the paddle shifter is an option on the car.
It is an option.
It is. But I like the rate.
But on the floor to me is where.
And the paddle shifter is probably like a tenth quicker, but I don't know. I just like the stick because they're not going to.
I mean, yeah.
Cars aren't going to have them.
Well, it is. Yeah. A tenth quicker to me, I could care.
It's a tenth quicker if the guy knows how to use it properly.
Yeah, so. Which we saw. We'll get into that.
We'll
saw it last
get
night.
Into that later.
We went to an event last night, and some people can't drive a paddle shift car.
Pete, let me ask you. We're talking about. First of all, let me finish one statement. BMWs, their M series cars, I mean, they really do them right. I mean, talk about a car that I think better than anybody, being a wheel guy, they do wheel and tire packages from the factory better than any other manufacturer.
Well, they've got the best looking platform on the planet.
Yeah,
the wedge on the side of that car. Just the platform, the look of the car.
Yeah.
I just wish they would fire that guy because I need to sell more aftermarket wheels to M series guys, you know?
Pete, I'm telling you, man, the next time you guys build a car and it's a fuel injected car, I know these guys with the fuel injection companies like Fast and stuff like that.
Right.
I know those guys can probably work with you on doing different switches for different types of tunes in the car.
Modes.
I love it.
And you guys can figure out a way to put it like right on the dash or on the steering wheel and just hit a button. And you have like the cruising mode and then the balls out crazy mode and even a race mode. Like if you guys do the autocrosses like we've seen out here in Pomona.
Yeah, the autocross is definitely creeping into our world.
Yeah. The guys out there, when they're doing the autocross, maybe they put a couple gallons of the race gas in there, so maybe you have a high-octane tune, and you can hit the button for that. I bet there's some cool shit. I know the wheels are turning for you, Pete.
Yeah, I love it.
So speaking of translating technology, I mean, you were talking about taking it and how the Ring Brothers did it with carbon components and like that. Well, we've got a guest today, Ozzy Lopez, as we said, from Pioneer Electronics, and he was showing Pete and I over at the booth, over at the Pioneer booth, about how transferring that technology, because it's come so long. And Ozzy, I mean, some of that stuff you were showing us, and, we remember the days of when it was throw a head unit in and maybe, wire that thing up to some 6x9s, It's come so far, and it's become not just the music, but as you were saying, it's the navigation and everything else. I mean, give us a lowdown on everything that you guys are doing.
Absolutely, yeah. Great. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a great show so far. And, yeah, definitely we're here to promote some of the newer products that we have to offer and some of the newer technologies. One of the big things here to show is that what's great about us, and just like any aftermarket accessory, we are an accessory for your vehicle. And whether you're looking for, new wheels, new tires, why not sound good on the inside, too? And that's really what we're trying to promote. We've been around for many years, just as many other companies, and we really want to show what we have to offer for consumers that are looking for something new to replace some of their factory stuff, or, hey, you want to soup up your vehicle and you want to put some audio stuff to it, too. That's what we're here to promote. Some of the newer technologies we're here to really showcasing are things like smartphone technology. So today, 99% of us have a smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android device. What we're really doing is showing that we have the new technologies to kind of make the driving aspect a lot safer in the vehicle. People are constantly doing the hands-free laws are really taking over effect everywhere. So we really want to show that there is safety in mind, and we're really trying to promote that with our products. So our goal really is to take the phone away from people's hands while they're driving and put it, keep their hands on the steering wheel while they're driving, right, where they should be. So we have features like CarPlay, Apple CarPlay. We have features like Android Auto as well. And showcasing that stuff on our next line of product, next line of receivers. Our next line of receivers is a total multimedia with navigation, DVD playback, HD radio, satellite radio connectivity if you wanted to add to it. So it's a full AV receiver that you can get for your vehicle.
One of the things that I know is becoming just a huge part of what you're doing over there are the way you can plug that iPhone in. And we were talking about that earlier. One of my big questions is that, like, I have a car that's maybe the last generation of stereo. Now the new iPhones are out. Totally different plugs. How do you guys address that?
You know, but that's one of the biggest questions I get asked all the time. Will this fit my vehicle? Well, yeah, just like a tire will fit your vehicle, or they'll make it fit your vehicle. There's adapters and harnesses that you can get to fit your factory vehicle. And you don't have to worry about cutting any wires or splicing any wires, or you just tap into something like an older vehicle where it's a little more custom, where it has its own fuse box. You can go directly to the fuse box and power up your radio there. So there's always ways to do it. The way we tap into the phone is you just use USB. The same phone that comes with your, it's cable that comes with your phone.
Yeah.
It's the same type of cable that we would offer just in an automotive grade. You plug it in, and you're easier, you plug and play.
Now, are you guys connecting phones to your head units with Bluetooth as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually use Bluetooth as well to make the phone calls, transfer audio and music playback. With CarPlay, it's a single plug-and-play cable, so you get the apps. You get to interact with the apps, some of the apps that you have on the phone, like your phone, your messages, your music, and entertainment, really trying to give you the things that you need while you're in the vehicle, navigation.
Yeah, navigation is one of the most important things for me.
Yeah.
It is.
Why is that, Pete?
Well, because I don't know where I'm going.
It's really good that you have that now, because I was so tired. I was 2 weeks ago or something. We were driving around, and you got out that map book. You know,
yeah,
that,
right.
that I was like, what's it called out here? Thomas Guide?
The Thomas Guide. Yeah, it was Thomas Guide, capital W on the was.
Yeah.
He sold it to Sam. It's Sam's Guide.
I don't know what it is anymore, but
I mean,
it's
seriously,
gone.
Do you remember those things? I mean, when I moved to L.A., it was like everybody had a Thomas Guide.
That was, Lang came here, too. Somebody's like, first thing you do is get a Thomas Guide.
I had an Orange County and an L.A. County, you know, and it was like.
I mean, I think it's a miracle. In fact, the girl that's in my on Verizon, I'd rather talk to her. I'd rather listen to her than most people I know.
Well, you know, they make such a big deal about looking at your navigation or something like that while you're driving. Hell, we've been doing it forever out here, because you'd pull out this giant map that was this big and you're trying to find something, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think the head unit that Pioneer sells is just absolutely stunning. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
It's the right size, in the right place. And, especially on the phone. Having the hands-off phone couldn't be better.
Actually, that brings up two other things. One is I want to talk about some of the recent announcements in integration, like CarPlay from Apple and what Google's doing and what Android is doing. And I know Apple's deal is they're trying to get the apps that are right on your phone onto the screen of these radios.
That's right.
You guys at Pioneer are supporting that as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, one of our biggest ones is technology in the vehicle. The smartphone has become the main hub of entertainment for most people. Actually, the second screen, basically. So we wanted to make sure we tapped into that lifestyle and made sure that even our head units have a very similar style and aesthetic to the smartphone. Our screens now use capacitive touch screens, which is similar to what you have on your phone, a nice, shiny, glossy resolution screen. And then when you tap in the phone, you actually get some of the apps. So we were one of the first to introduce Apple CarPlay. Apple CarPlay was announced middle of last year sometime. This is our second year of doing Apple CarPlay. So you simply plug in your phone, you get the same type of interface you would get on the phone, where you have the app buttons and all the different buttons that you can actually select and choose from. Then you have you can use Siri. Siri is one of the main components that we use to really tap in or communicate with the phone. So you can say, send a message to Brad, tell Brad that you like what you're doing, you like the show, anything like that. It'll read it back to you too. So everything's now coming back text to speech. You're not actually seeing any of the messages, because we want to keep your eyes driver distraction down. So your eyes are on the road, hands on the wheel. You can actually now, too, you can program your steering wheel controls, your buttons, and you actually operate the buttons there and retain those steering wheel controls. controls and continue to use the voice recognition to activate Siri.
It's full on like Knight Rider. It's Kit now. You can just talk to your car. You can just talk to it.
That's right.
Send Pete and Bill a text message or a message by just talking to your car and have it write it out and send it to those guys, which is awesome.
And I've talked to some of these guys, and Pete, this is probably, and this is serious, I'm not throwing a jab at you. Your generation of guys, a lot of guys say, hey, it's a hot rod, man. I don't need a stereo, and I don't want to hear the motor and everything. However, along that line, we've gotten so used to our daily drivers having all these features and having all this.
If you
really want your pleasure car to be pleasurable, it should have all those features. Because, like you said, Ozzy, it's all about that integration of your life, and you need all that.
Right. You know, and Pete's an old school hot rodder, but Pete loves music as well. He's such an aficionado for music, and I know that's got to be an important part of some of the builds and stuff that you guys do at your shop, right?
Well, I'm talking to Ozzy earlier. We were discussing the fact that what we need to do is to get with guys like him who can come in and design the system first, not last, because that's what hot rod guys do. They go, oh, yeah, we ought to get this system in it. So we really need... He needs to be part of the initial design of the build, not in the middle.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And actually, speaking of that, of designing the system from scratch, we were talking about the BMW earlier as well.
Right.
Now, this is a car that has, in the dash, it's all kind of integrated in there, and there's a screen up there that you can't really touch. It's kind of mounted onto the dash and things. Now, there's got to be ways for enthusiasts to upgrade their sound system and some of the features that are available, but without necessarily putting in a new head unit, because in the BMW, for instance, you can't.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a speaker is a speaker. It's going to work the same way. You're going to put power to it. It's going to run the same way. An amplifier is an amplifier. It's going to get power, 12 volts to it, and it's going to operate the same way. All you need to do is send it a signal, and there's ways to send a signal from a radio to a speaker. It's an amplifier, and so you can continue to change out the rest of the audio package if you wanted to retain the factory radio. So there's nothing wrong with that, and we offer the accessories for all that.
You just give it more power and better amplification and better source of the speaker.
Much better quality speaker,
absolutely,
right? And then, if somebody just wants to add a little more low end or something to the system, you guys can tap into the existing audio system and just add some more low end, or just improve, just swapping out speakers. But do you guys, how do you work with people on deciding what's going to work? Right.
You know, most of that is up to the consumer and what they want to do. Do they want to go from mild or do they want to go to wild? And there's stuff we offer a variety of packages. Do you just want to simple replace your factory stuff and just keep something that's replaceable? Or do you really want to go audiophile and upgrade your full system and get a lot of power out of your system? For a couple of extra bucks, you're going to be able to do a full package.
What's the bulk of the business in the car audio side right now? Is it consumers buying products and doing it themselves, or are they going to installation shops and getting systems done?
You know, it's both. And, there's always a do-it-yourselfer out there that can feel that they can do it themselves. And then there's people that they say, hey, you know what? This is not my bread and butter. I'm going to leave it to the professionals. Let them take care of it.
Yeah.
So you see a variety of all of it. What we really try to do is make it installer-friendly no matter what we do. Radio is a simple process to install, but if you don't have all the proper tools that you need, it can become pretty complicated.
However, a lot of the new cars, I would call them transition years, and you and I have talked about this, Matt, about how they started using wires to do multiple things.
Yep.
And if you unplug one thing, your lights can go out, all those things.
Yeah.
So it does take a professional to do a lot of those installs.
Absolutely, yeah. You always want to leave it up to professionals. I mean, again, there are the do-it-yourselfers, and those guys, they get by and they do what they got to do, but there's always the professionals that go out there and they get the job done well, because this is what they get paid to do, and they know exactly how to do it.
The car becomes a daytime-only car.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to take it out at night? Never mind.
The system sounds great, but the lights don't work.
Sit in the garage.
I have no idea how much fuel is in the car anymore. Yeah. Those gauges stopped working a while ago.
Yeah, and the stoplights are on all the time.
So Ozzy, we've been focusing really heavily on the head units and like that. Kind of give us the rundown on Pioneer Pioneer's line of amplifiers and speakers and things along that line?
Sure, yeah. Well, we have a full class of lines. We have your entry-level stuff, just replacement stuff, and then we have your mid-level Type A series speakers, and we have Champion Series subs that go with that. Then we also have our TSD line of speakers, which is the audiophile-grade stuff, the really high-end, high-quality stuff. We use carbon fiber type cones. And it's really good for rigidity, and it's really going to give you a really strong, accurate bass response. So you're going to feel a lot of warmth.
Snappier,
in the
right?
Audio. Yeah, snap. Yeah. You're going to feel a lot of warmth in the audio that you listen to. That's really what we're trying to accomplish, is make sure that the music that you listen to, you're actually getting an emotional attachment to it as well. Our engineers really pay a lot of attention to what they do. They sit in these rooms and they listen in these big sound chambers, and they're listening to Hotel California over and over and over and over and over and over. But they are really just listening to everything. I mean, they're closing their eyes and making sure that everything's
coming
through.
So they don't use anything like Sex Pistols for their audiophile work,
no.
Huh?
They listen to a lot of Lady Gaga.
A variety of music.
Variety of music. Last 45 seconds of Hotel California.
Yeah,
that's right. It's amazing to me that you guys can keep innovating and improving the speaker, right? Because without really changing the technology of the speaker, you could just keep looking at different types of material and applying it to the same idea. Yeah. You know, it's still this round, you know, with the cone, and it's, you know, whatever, rubber on the ends, but probably not even rubber anymore. It's probably some sort of synthetic.
We still have a rubber around on some of the stuff. Pioneer's been around for almost over 75 years now. We started off as a speaker company, even though we call it Pioneer Electronics. We actually started off as a speaker company, and through the years, we've just developed so many more products.
The brand is just so solid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were talking about it kidding around earlier. I mean, the Super Tuner, I mean, it's like when I grew up, that was everybody had to have a Super Tuner, and it was 6x9s, and you know,
that's
but
all we have.
What you were saying, Matt, is a lot of it too is separation. It's not just the speaker itself, but there never used to be separate tweeters and like that. And
it's
the engineers that you were talking about, Ozzy, that have learned to separate it within the atmosphere of the car.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like I said, they spend hours upon hours
listen
of engineering.
Brad.
This stuff, and we love this stuff.
Yeah, I like music too, okay?
Hey, okay.
I mean, I'm not alone.
Exactly. So, We're gonna send you guys off to pioneerelectronics.com. That's where you can find all of the information. And look for our tweets from this episode, and we'll tag them with Pound CarPlay and Pound Android Audio.
Auto. Android Auto.
You hit them up.
I'll do it. Hashtag CarPlay, hashtag Next, that's NEX, and hashtag Android Auto.
So I'm an Apple guy. That's
Brad
why I don't know this Android
Brad
stuff.
Brad says Pound because at home he's got the old rotary phone and there's the Pound on there.
Those are cool, man. They go with all my retro stuff.
Yeah, he's got the red phone for whenever Pete calls.
The bat line.
When Pete calls Brad on the bat line.
And I've got the green phone for when Matt calls because it means money's coming in.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
That's right. The green phone. Speaking of Batman actually have like a rotary phone in the Batmobile?
It's before my time.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Like, that's right.
Like a rotary phone.
He did have one.
That's right.
And that was always the cord attached to the vehicle, too, whenever he drove, right?
That's right.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, please.
So anyways, are you guys doing a lot of shows this year? Pioneer going to be at a lot of shows?
We have a few shows, a few automotive shows. So we're really trying to not just to do the hot rod thing, but we're actually trying to do a bunch of other variety of shows, too. Like I said, we're an accessory for all vehicles, not just your weekend warrior or your daily driver, for every type of vehicle. And we're really trying to make sure that people are aware that Pioneer is here.
Cool.
We've been here for years, and we do feel that we are a good accessory for your vehicle, the right accessory for your vehicle.
Are DB drag races still a thing? DB drag?
Oh, we haven't done DB drag in about 4 years, but we actually have to hold the SPL record, the loudest SPL record at 180.
If you guys aren't familiar, DB drags is basically like the way we know drag racing, sort of heads-up style drag racing, is at these car audio events, these shows, is somebody would build some crazy vehicles, and without a guy in the vehicle because it's too dangerous, they would put microphones or something in the car and turn up the volume to see who gets the highest decibel recording, and you win.
Matt,
it's a great
Matt.
Silly...
You know what killed that, don't you?
Everybody's hearing.
No, the NHRA sent letters out to all
that's
the competitors.
Right. If you're DB drag racing on the street, we're gonna pull
your
license.
Yeah, if it's a street car, they're pulling your license.
Yeah, so. DB drags are still around. They were fun to look at. It was interesting to see 13 subwoofers, massive subwoofer, 75-pound subwoofer.
A lot of S10 trucks.
Really
you know,
big in Russia right now.
It was getting to a point where like guys were taking vans and things like that and just loading them carbon speakers, but yeah. I saw some company, I don't remember who, built, they basically bought like a Brinks armored vehicle. and they built their DB drag vehicle out of that because right off the showroom floor, basically, or wherever you get them, it was already, as strong as it can possibly be because, I mean, even if you get a van, it's just sheet metal.
And even then, they probably filled the walls with concrete.
Yeah.
They built concrete walls with these fiberglass and concrete together, mixed together. So that's an interesting combination.
All those old cars have been exported to the Middle East because they're bulletproof.
Yeah, they are slow. Let me just tell you right now, they're not quick cars. They do not handle well. If your car is made of concrete, it does not handle well.
Really? The BMW M4 you're driving doesn't have
even
concrete.
If you put a carbon fiber roof on it, it's still not going to make
a difference. Blow the roof right out of it, right?
5 miles an hour in those cars is speeding.
Yeah. They probably don't handle really well. Either.
Not at all.
Well, Ozzy, thanks for coming on, man.
Guys,
we appreciate it. It was great. And we'll have you on again sometime because
I'm going to swing by the booth. I'm going to complain about some of the stuff.
Absolutely.
Together.
Yeah.
It is about this. I mean, the way you guys are just pushing the envelope and when we can plug our phones in and all that cool integration is just, that's the way to go. So
that's right. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, man. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And remember, you can find them at pioneerelectronics.com and hashtag CarPlay, hashtag Next, and hashtag Android Auto.
You said hashtag.
That's because I was thinking, haven't you ever heard mashing up of words?
I have.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, we have now. right on. Thanks for coming in. Yeah,
thanks, Ozzy.
Thanks, Oz. All right.
That was Ozzy Lopez, and we're going to have him on again sometime when we want to talk about stereos and all the cool electronics that are coming.
They've got a bunch of home audio equipment stuff. They got big sound systems. They still make stuff for DJs, and they make the turntables and all that stuff. So we talk more about the car audio stuff, obviously, because this is a car show.
Right.
But but they got a bunch of cool shit.
They really are the pioneer stuff.
They were the pioneers.
The pioneers.
I mean,
what you did there.
that was kind of like a mashup, like we were trying to do before. You just transition.
When I was a kid back in the 50s and 60s,
they had record players.
Everything was in black and white.
This was the top of the line.
Yeah.
Pete, did you ever? And this is serious. Did you ever see one of those record players? Did anybody ever?
I had a 45 record player.
No, I mean in the car,
upside down. They were upside down.
It was the craziest thing when
they worked. The record player at 45. They
didn't bounce.
They hung upside down in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, the record player.
I mean, talk about
interesting.
You know, hey, let's take some records with us.
If they had a stack in them they probably hold about maybe 20.
20 records?
Yeah.
Now, see, that one I've never seen. I've literally seen one that looked like a little turntable, one at a time. It was like in a 58 Chevy or something.
No, they made them. They made a stacker.
Were those Muntz? They weren't the...
I think they were Pioneer, buddy. Well,
really?
Let's look into it. I'll look into it.
The Muntz Pirate. Don't you remember him?
I actually saw that guy.
Really?
For real.
Is he a real pirate?
He wore a pirate hat, matey.
Okay.
So anyway, talking about pirates and yesterday Matt and I were lucky, Pete, because
I don't know how that transition
works. We're gonna get to that.
He got lucky. Wait a minute, did you say that Matt got lucky yesterday
with a pirate apparently?
Whoa.
Let me get back to my transition.
And you were down on the 28th Street Bridge or 6th?
Sixth Street Bridge. All right,
we were with some guys that pirated the 6th Street Bridge in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
if you will let me get to that.
I see what you did there.
But seriously, they blocked off the entire 6th Street Bridge, the iconic bridge. If you've ever seen a movie with a chase scene through L.A. or a car.
It goes over the L.A. River.
Over the L.A. River, those beautiful arches. And that bridge has been used in so many things. And they actually blocked it off. Highway patrol guys at each end looking mean, sitting there in their chairs.
We went there for a video production shoot, and this is the last production that will ever be done on the 6th Street Bridge.
Which really blows.
I'm really sad to hear that, actually.
Now, maybe they're rebuilding it. I don't know. I don't know if it's a historical landmark. So
well,
maybe when they say...
It has to be.
Maybe they're just going to tear the center out and leave those arches and retrofit them or something where they do.
They did that at the Suicide Bridge in Pasadena.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of the buildings out here.
Just about the time I was ready to jump, they fixed it.
The buildings out here that get retrofitted and historical landmarks, they'll keep the outside skin of the building.
The facade, we call it.
Yes, and then they'll just gut the middle. And a lot of, maybe something like this, they just, I don't know. Maybe
the building that we're in right here was built in 1932.
okay? It's all concrete, including the roof.
Okay.
All of that stuff was built at the same time.
Yeah, that was all work project stuff,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. WRA. So, I remember.
Yeah, you remember?
Okay. He was here. He was, yeah. He was telling people that
he was pouring the cement.
In fact, I think Brian Williams was here. Do you know Brian Williams?
No. Who's Brian Williams?
Well, that's another story.
Okay. Okay. For another day.
Yeah.
But
he's a guy.
So Matt, you know all the, you know, I was there with you, but you know all the specifics.
Yeah. So
give us the lowdown.
What it was is this is a video shoot from our buddies over at Nitto Tires. Okay. And they are building out a website called Battle of the Streets. Let me make sure I got that right. Battle of the Streets. Okay. And what they needed was a whole bunch of incredible supercars, drag cars, just whatever, kind of to show up and have this street race battle. And a good friend of mine named Andy Bell was hired. His production company was hired to do this. And you guys might know Andy Bell from Nitro Circus and
right.
from some of the Jackass movies. And he's got a great production company called Sweatpants Media. He put this thing together. He gave me a call.
I love that.
He gave me a call, and he's like, hey, man, you do know some people with some cool cars. And I did. So I reached out to some friends of mine who Brad met last night, Amber Blonigan. She owns GI Motorsports. GI Motorsports is a tuner for these high-end supercars. Anything, whatever, Range Rovers, Lamborghini Aventadors, Ferraris, Ford GTs. She does incredible stuff.
Kind of stuff you have, Pete.
Really cool stuff.
And I've been looking for a tuner. A cute girl would be a real good tuner.
Yeah, well, then that's the place to go.
The right go, right? Yeah, okay.
That'd be the place to go.
She's super
for sure.
smart. They do incredibly good work. They do all the tuning work for all of the dealers. Like mm-hmm. when you want to go see a hopped-up Audi on the floor and you want to add 100 horsepower to something that already has an insane amount of horsepower. Yeah. She's the one that does
it. If you want
it,
an so. Even 1,000, she can fix you up.
That's right, right. So she brought out some cars, and it was and they basically closed, as Brad said, they closed off the entire 60 Street Bridge. They brought out a helicopter. They had drones, a real helicopter, the cameras all over the place. And what they're doing is they're doing this this heads-up drag racing down the bridge, and there are, I think, about 16 cars, but it's for a competition that you can participate in online on their website at battleofthestreets.com. It's kind of like the March Madness bracket deal.
Right.
And you could go there, and if you sign up now, so go to this website now. I believe as you're listening to this, you can sign up until, I think, March 25th, and then the elimination rounds take place March 26th and 27th, again on the 30th and 31st, and then on April 2nd. So you need to sign up now. I think you can sign up until March 25th, and you could basically just kind of guess on which cars are going to be the fastest.
So it's fantasy.
Yes.
Like fantasy football.
It's exactly that.
Ooh.
But it really happened.
But what's cool about it is we talked to the guys there last night, and this isn't all just based off of the specs of the car. This is real drag racing. So the truth is if one car didn't have that great of a driver, or that car didn't have traction, as much traction, right, then it would get beat by something. There was a Tesla out there. There was a Lamborghini Aventador out there. There was a Mustang, a late model Mustang. There was a Nissan GTR. There was
The Lexus.
The Aventador, the Ford GT, the Lexus LFA.
Yeah, the LFA.
Cool stuff. And I'll tell you, man, when you see, you know, you see something like there was a McLaren, there was an SLR McLaren, and then there was the McLaren 650S. And when you see a McLaren 650S as a rear-wheel drive car, and you know that thing is incredibly fast, and that could go up against, I don't think it raced the Mustang, but if it goes up against something like the Mustang, you know, you don't know, because it's all about traction and who's going to run faster, or something like a GTR, which is all-wheel drive. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun competition.
Well,
you should
it's
definitely
like they,
check this out. But,
you know, and probably the most lopsided, you would think, I mean, just kind of weird combination of cars was Matt and I walk up, and they've got an Aventador against a Rolls-Royce.
Yeah, a Rolls-Royce Phantom.
A Phantom, yeah.
But that car was fast.
It was scary fast.
It was so fast. Was
like, so were they putting them side by side?
Yeah, side by side, just dragging. They just close off the bridge, and they just run them. And what's crazy is this helicopter pilot was nuts, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Imagine basically, you know, this
was
huge bridge.
Was he doing the sideways deal?
Yeah, but he would go, like, in between, you know, like...
Between
like,
the wires.
Almost like a suspension bridge, right? Because it's not quite, because it's all metal. But he's in between the wires, almost landing on the road and getting some shots. The guy was nuts. It's going to look awesome
in
the video.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the one... He was down below, because that bridge is, like, uber tall, you know? And so, as the cars were coming, he would pop up and, like, get that perspective of coming up the bridge, and then all of a sudden there's these cars racing. I mean, it's got to be just incredible footage. But what was so cool was when we got there, you just to set it up for the people that, you know, in your mind's eye, it's like, you've got this bridge. You can see the downtown skyline. You can see the Hollywood sign. It's a beautiful day. It's one of those picturesque, you know, 90-degree days. It's sunny skies. And here's this giant thing going on the bridge. It's what everybody imagines in their mind of Hollywood, because there's all these cameras.
Yeah.
There's all these people. There's helicopters hovering. As Matt said, there's drones. And then there is this litany of the coolest cars. And we're not talking all crazy, crazy cars. There was a Mustang there. Just a badass street machine, fast Mustang.
And that car launched hard and ran well. Like, I don't know who was driving. I don't know who the drivers are involved. But that thing just really moved. I mean, you're going to be surprised. Don't think that the guys out there with the biggest horsepower numbers are the guys out there going to win.
And what was that Toyota with the big wing, big carbon fiber wing? And wasn't that a Toyota?
I'm trying to think which
one. Lexus?
Well, there's a Lexus LFA, but also
the truck. The Tundra.
There was the truck. There was, it's a Toyota Sequoia.
And
Sequoia? It's called a Dragcoya.
Dragcoya.
The Dragcoya. I think it was a SEMA build, and it's a full SUV with... You know, and it has like flat screen monitors and all kinds of stuff, like all the cool shit you would see at a SEMA build. But it was a tube frame car, and it was tubbed in the back, and it had a huge wing on it, and it had like five race seats with harnesses. So it had like this
and cool a interior. Baby seat with a harness,
and it was full on full drag style.
I mean, it had sticking through the hood a
big
like a top
catcher.
Fuel dragster, you know, one of those. Big carbon fiber ones with the big, huge butterflies.
Yeah, it's got,
Yeah, and wheelie bars and a parachute.
Yeah,
and
parachute on the
and everything, man.
So it was pretty nuts. So what's cool is you're going to go and you're going to watch these videos, and you can compete in the competition and play the fantasy game. But I think the videos are going to come out great. The way they shot it's going to come out great. But it doesn't have that CGI movie magic to it. It's not like some of the TV shows where the drag races are staged because they want a certain host to win. It's not staged. There's no CGI. So all the drag racing's real. And there's going to be... I mean, that's part of the fun of the competition is there's some flaws in the system. If one car hooks up better, or like in real drag racing, if one car jumps the light or one car hooks up better or one guy misses a shift, then, you know, that's the way it plays out.
So the drag racing, did it go through eliminations? I mean, it was...
Yeah.
We got there last night.
So
and they
let's
were just
say, let's just say hypothetically,
cars.
The Bentley got lucky.
The Rolls-Royce, yeah.
Yeah, or the Rolls-Royce. He could win.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, the Rolls-Royce would be the underdog because you wouldn't think that car weighing 5,000 pounds.
But if he got off the line quicker and the other guy missed a shift, and it's drag racing.
Then he could win, yeah.
The only thing with the Rolls-Royce, though, was the guy in the back having lunch, his driver had to be on it because he didn't want to spill his wine.
That's right. Faster.
No, but you know what was so cool about it? The one thing that I really dug is, like, you know, we're hot rod and street machine guys, and, you know, we love supercars, but what world do you always see the supercars in? They're going around a track and they're going through the, you know, the curves.
Yeah.
You never see them leaving hard just for a drag race.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw that black McLaren Mercedes.
Yeah, the SLR McLaren.
Doing burnouts, Pete.
They're amazing.
I mean, smoky burnouts. Yeah. You never see that car doing smoky burnouts.
Like, the truth is, especially out here in California, you see these cars cruising Newport Beach or cruising Malibu, and then that's it. And the guys that own them have 2,700 miles on them. These cars ran hard.
Yeah.
Like I can't think of anything out there that doesn't need tires after last night.
We saw numerous cars doing donuts. Very expensive cars doing burnouts and donuts.
I'll say this is the Dragcoya, imagine a full-size SUV just slammed with full-size slicks tubbed in the back. And Andy Bell, such a nut, and a great driver, great stuntman, on a bridge that's, three lanes wide?
Very narrow, 1920 era wide,
With a high curb. The curb's about 12 inches high, because if you're walking down the bridge, the cars can't even drift and tag. So, and he's out there in the Dragcoya doing donuts in the middle of this thing. And at one point, man, we saw the tail end of that car must have come, 3 inches away from the car.
Entire crew went, oh!
You could hear everybody just lose their breath when that thing spun around. And then he pulls up next to me, opens the door, and he goes, and this is why you don't give Andy Bell keys to your car. Yeah, one of the greatest stunt guys out there, and he's done some crazy stuff. Only a guy like him can pull that off. I would have hit all kinds of shit out there with that car. But
the one car we didn't mention that we saw out there was that Tesla. And it was a Saleen Prep Test Tesla. And
That thing launched hard. And it's not the P85D, which is the all-wheel drive Tesla. This was the rear-wheel drive Tesla. That thing scoots, man. That thing really goes. And Tesla or Saleen, the only modification they do is they change the rear end gear. And I'm simplifying it because it's an electric car.
There's got to be a lot to it, yeah.
Yeah. And they change the gear, and that takes like 2 or 3 tenths off of its 0 to 60. And that thing scoots. And what's crazy, because we saw it go up against, all kinds of cars, like the Aventador and the Ferrari. But you only hear one of the cars.
Yeah,
before you even know it, the Tesla's blowing by you.
But they did tell us something cool, Pete. This is the hot rodders in us, that they're going to offer that car with straight cut gears. And he showed us a video of it. It sounds like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari with those straight cut gears
Sweet.
To add sound to it, you can get the silent. They had the silent gear car there yesterday because
it was done.
And some other magazine requested the car. They wanted the quiet gears, but he wanted to. I'm going to try to get one for us. I'm going to try to get one to drive for a bit with the straight cut gears. And it sounds like, the straight-cut gears on the Vortex superchargers we ran on the street.
Yeah, it's got a really nice quick change sound.
Yeah, or even the twin-screw superchargers, the BDS blowers with that, with the straight-cut.
Pete Jacobs, what was it? Who made all the straight-cut timing gears? The real famous company.
Oh, God.
Pete Jackson.
Yeah,
Pete Jackson.
Yeah, Pete Jackson. I had a buddy who built cars with Dyer 671 blowers, and the straight cut gears on the blowers weren't enough for him. He also had to put that.
Yeah.
You'd pull up to a light and it would just scream.
I had straight cut teeth, 671, quick change in the rear, all straight cut. That thing just. It's angry.
That's just awesome. So we're going to post a ton of photos of this because it is so cool.
We're not going to give you any info on the winners. You got to play the game. Actually, we don't even know who won because we were far away. But
It looks like it was all just kind of wrapped, just going round robin.
It's also still like a production deal. So the cars are lined up. They get up to the line. They shoot down the bridge, and then the car's got to come back, and the next group goes, and you clear the set.
Did they bring them back up the bridge, or go down to the next
group? No, they got to come back up the bridge because, so they just...
Wow.
It's Hollywood, Pete. They got to block it up.
How fun.
It's basically like the cool-down lap, so you basically run it hard one direction.
So all the cars are over there just steaming. I don't mean steaming, but,
Well, there's a few professional drivers, so there's Amber from GI was one of the car wranglers, I guess you could say. She would bring a lot of the cars up to the line, and then the professional drivers would do the drag racing.
Matt and I offered, but they kept shaking their heads no.
You should have been driving.
I should have been, but we didn't think about it.
They only let us on a closed course.
Yeah. It was closed, all right, side to side.
Yeah, it's one of those things that now that they're going to smash that bridge down, you're never going to see this again. So this is a great opportunity to see it, even if you don't participate in the game, in the battles of battleofthestreets.com game. it's all done through video. So at least go and watch some of the videos.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
But, I hope it goes viral. It would just be wonderful.
Yeah.
And go check out our galleries, and we'll hashtag everything with Nitto Tire and with I think we're going to use Supercars. That way it's easy to find.
Okay.
Supercars.
Yeah.
And is there another one that they wanted us to use for their production?
That I don't have yet, but what we'll do is we'll put our stuff up on the up on our Facebook page.
We'll have it on there. And our Instagram.
Hashtag Nitto Tire and hashtag Battle of the Streets.
Battle of the Streets. And then we'll throw up Shift and Steer Supercars as our hashtag.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and again, the whole thing is for Nitto Tire. I'm sure if you go to NittoTire.com, there is a link up there. But really, it couldn't have been done without the great guys, with Andy and his team at Sweatpants Media. They're a great production company, and Amber and her crew over at GI Motorsports.
Sweet.
By the way, if you're out here, if you guys want to do any kind of cool tuning or even repair shit, I saw her swap out an engine on a Range Rover because somebody blew an engine, and the dealer like didn't want to do it or something. So she did it for a lot less money than they would. So she does some really, really cool stuff over there.
She's not hard on the eyes either.
No, she's gorgeous.
So
I think that's a nice asset.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So another episode down, guys. We talked about things that you can only find in Los Angeles: supercars, drag racing on the 6th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
And we talked to the guys from Pioneer about integration of new stuff into your muscle cars and hot rods and your daily drivers. And we started out with the BMW M4 that you're still driving, right?
Yeah, I got it for a few more days, and then we'll swap it out over the next few weeks for some other cool stuff.
Cool. Well, we're gonna talk more about this on the show in upcoming episodes, because we are working some other deals on loaner cars so that we can talk to you guys about them. But you know what we're going to do that nobody else does? And our first car up, because I've already put this deal together, is we're going to start driving some of the cars you only see in magazines, but you could never buy. And the first one's going to be, we're going to take a trip in Michael Anthony's legendary 33 Fire Roadster.
Sweet.
We're going to take it out, and we're going to play with it, and we're going to talk about it.
Nice.
And then we're going to hit Pete up to drive something like Lorenzini's car.
Yeah.
Because these are the cars that you usually only see behind the ropes, and we're going to drive them. Shift and steer. Matt.
Thanks. This has been fun,
man,
as always. And by the way, shout out to Aaron. Aaron couldn't make it.
Aaron's sick.
Aaron's sick.
And Pete.
I have the sympathy.
Once again, it's great to have you back on the mic with us, man. We missed you.
Oh, well, I missed you guys. This is really fun.
I really
enjoy it. It's great.
And
I can't tell you how much fun.
Well, let's get a shout out for the crowd.
Look, right? They got to quit pushing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Crowd has asthma.
All right.
I need to talk to you about, we need to set up for the, for a cruise that's over here in April. Over here in beautiful downtown Laverne.
Are you talking about a show?
Yeah.
Not your open house. You're talking about
a show.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that.
We got room. We got
cool.
room. Yeah.
We got lots coming. Do you guys know, we did finalize the deal. We will be featured guests at the upcoming Syracuse Nationals. That's coming up in July,
yeah.
And that's a done deal. And that's going to be all four of us. We're going to be back there, and we're going to be broadcasting from back there. We're going to make some appearances. So the East Coast, we're going to invade the East Coast.
What is that? That sounds cold.
No, this is July. It's going to be warm.
Oh, okay, good.
It's going to be just the opposite.
I don't think I've ever been to Syracuse.
Syracuse. Dude, you think New York, when I went there last year,
I've been through, Jake and I went through there a couple
of
times.
Yeah, it's awesome, and the people are fantastic. The show's huge, and the promoters, they treat you so right. And that's just one of the shows we're going to be doing this year.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot more between now and then.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
We've got a
So, guys,
really nice opportunities
another one in
up.
The books. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to Shift and Steer. You can find us online at Shift Steer Media and on YouTube, on iTunes. You can search for us at Shift and Steer. Go there. Subscribe. Give us a like. And if you feel up to it, even give us a rating, a positive one, hopefully, because that helps us. Right, Matt?
Yes, we love that.
We really do need everybody. Tell your friends.
It's the
hit
best
that
way to
subscribe
grow the show.
Button.
You know, that's the way to grow the show.
It's the way to grow the show.
We got to keep paying.
We need your help to do
that. We got to be able to afford to pay Pete his big bucks. So
yeah, because I need a harsh tag.
You need a pound.
A pound.
I need a pound tag.
I get no respect.
Pound Shaporis.
I get no respect.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Another edition of Shift and Steer.
See you, kids.